Gelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's Lady Gaga. It's called Born This Way on Kelman on Cliff Central as we broadcast live from Design Indaba 2016. So awesome last year doing it that we thought we got to do it one more time and speak to the unbelievable creatives that come in from all around the world to speak at Design Indaba. Of course, it also gives us the opportunity to speak to people that we always want to speak to, but they're over in the mother city. People like Liesl van der Veste is in.
Hey, great to be here. And just looking around it in Design Indaba, this is a must if you've never been. I just think everyone should come and experience it. I was outside taking photos of artwork.
Very cool.
And it's just this great atmosphere and vibe. I want to go into the workshop.
But listen, you must feel right at home in a space like this of creatives because you are a person that cannot be put in a box. I can't even start this and say, here is radio personality Liesl van der Veste, because that would not do it service to everything that you get done in 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the constant change in terms of the different things that you do want to achieve and how you keep changing your narrative and shifting it up and doing different things. How would you go about introducing yourself?
Simon Rademan, who's a designer, a fashion designer, perfectly suited for this, calls me the chameleon. Huh. He says, I definitely know how to change myself. If it's not putting long hair or wearing different colored wigs or having fun with personalities or, you know, just having fun with life and doing everything from sports to acting and TV and radio. And that life is short, so yeah. Just have fun with things. So I would say I'm the chameleon, even though my nickname is the giraffe.
What does that look like as a kid when you're a chameleon? Does that mean that you just do every extramural?
Yes, you do, and you drive your parents insane going, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. Eventually, my dad had to say, okay, stop, you've got to choose and just do a few things. But now I've got incredible parents that support all my crazy sporting challenges, and they're just as hyperactive. I actually just got off the phone with my dad now, and they were on their way. They're in Hermanus at the moment visiting friends, and they've been all over today climbing and hiking around Hermanus area.
I mean, what does it mean to you to live a full life? What does that mean? How does it translate and manifest? What's your definition?
I get it from my... I'm very close to my family, is what you can tell. I get it from my gran. My gran was diagnosed with cancer, and the one thing she kept saying to me when she went through the whole chemo and the whole sessions, she said to me, Liesl, you've got to do everything that you can in life. You don't want to get to my age and look back and regret things. And she had nothing to regret. And she was just saying, you know, just go and do things. When I was 3 months old, my mom and my gran got in her car and they drove to the Eastern Cape from Pretoria for a holiday. And those are the type of things. Have fun with life. Have adventures. Be safe. Not doing crazy things, dangerous things, illegal things. Just have fun with life and do what you want to do. It's not always about what society wants. Do what feels right for you.
Well, this is what's interesting about you, is that it doesn't seem like you care that much what other people think that you should do. You follow your own narrative, and that's a certain level of self-confidence, almost chutzpah as well. But I wonder why there isn't more of that in the world that we live in now, because we're in a world now where we're defined by how many likes we get on Instagram, and we're allowing everyone else who's also insecure to dictate our own insecurities. It's just it's a terrible cycle that you seem to have evaded a little bit.
Oh, no. Hide it well. Everyone says they're so confident. But I also don't spend that much time on social media anymore. I went through a whole sabbatical last year of not having a phone for 30 days. No phone, no email. I had to use a landline if I wanted to make a call. No social media. And it just gave me a perspective of life. I spent time with friends and actually making that phone call instead of sending that WhatsApp, and actually picking up the phone to reply to things that needed replies on. But it's not easy to do. I did it in Jan, so it wasn't a busy time of the year. But it's not always an easy thing to do. But just put the phone down. You don't need to worry about what Instagram's doing right now. Have a conversation and talk to someone and have a one-on-one.
Be invested in the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the most interesting thing that you've ever heard said about you?
I got a call from the editor of Heat magazine, and he asked me for lunch. And I thought, why is he asking me for lunch?
Yeah.
And he said, Liesl, everyone's talking about the fact that you're pregnant.
Huh.
And I said, why are people talking? And he said, you picked up weight. And I've always been tall and slim. And what I thought, okay, I was comfortable with my body. And he said, yeah, you're looking a bit podgy. And when people look at photos and the way you pose, you look like you're hiding a tummy.
Okay, but I mean, what the hell is that about? I mean, that's, I mean, how do you gear yourself up to deal with that kind of bullshit? Because that's bullshit.
I love this. It is. But you know what? You just have to laugh. And then I phoned my sister to tell her, and she was just laughing. And it did give me a sense of a bit of an insecurity. So hopping back onto the insecurity thing, and I was going, am I fat? What are they saying? What are people saying about me? And I went on the spree where I was like, let's get fit. And I ended a Miss Fitness competition where I did a bodybuilding
thing. I remember this, yeah.
And I actually ended up enjoying it. But the whole backstory to that was when people were calling me fat.
What a douchebag.
And now I look back and I go, who cares? It's my life. Why am I so worried? I mean, if I want to paint my hair green or blue or want to wear wigs when I go out, who cares? Just do it. But when I moved to Cape Town, I did have the sense of insecurity. I think because I didn't know anyone here. Mm. And you don't know what everyone does. Joburg, you can just do your own thing. And Pretoria, no one really cares. Not no one cares. It's not as I thought judging. And when I came to Cape Town, I was so worried people were going to judge the way I am and the crazy hairstyles that I have, that I actually put myself in a box. And I had to take about 6 months to get myself out and go, you know what? This is not you. Just be yourself.
But it's so hard to be oneself. Ironically, it's hard to be oneself. And but when you do it, that's when you see success and you see growth.
Yeah.
But that step is difficult, right?
Because you're so worried about what other people are saying. Yeah. You keep thinking, what are they going to say on social media? Oh, they're slating me on social media. Oh, they hate this. Oh, but who's they? Are these your friends and family that are actually rating you on social media and slating you? No. These are fans or followers or other insecure people. So you just need to, and it's not easy. I mean, I say, yeah, I do it. But there's days where you go, oh, I've just been slated on social media. Oh, you know, I don't want to do the crazy hairstyle. People are going to judge. But why not?
What's the upside, though, of this digital era? What are the positives?
Oh, it's so great. Cape Town's had a lot of fires. And I rally with my social media to get people to rally around, to raise funds or make donations. Big fires that were out recently, we needed funds and donations for Masipumelele, a township out in Nuertuk. And they needed items of clothing and donations made. And I just used my social media for that and got people to make donations in Cape Town. I drove it through 30Ks to Nuertuk and got things dropped off. So I use it for good in that sense and for being able to give back.
Yeah, I mean, it's got unbelievably positive aspects, but it's again how we use it. Mm. Kind of like life, it's about how we use it. Mm. What can people take away from you and the story of Liesl van der Westhuizen? And it's ever evolving, and the great thing is that it's, with someone like you, it seems like in 5 years from now, it might be a different answer to that question. 5 years ago, it would have been a different answer, but what is it right now in this space and time?
Right now, just never, don't let people judge you. Never give up. I do triathlons and sport, and I do everything, single sport that I can in Cape Town because I enjoy the lifestyle. But I'm not the fastest. I'm not the best. But I'm the person who's out there talking, having fun, and encouraging other people. So go out there and encourage other people, whether it's in a sports world or in a charity or at work or nurturing someone new in the organization where you're working. That's my way of looking at life. Mm. And just have fun. Life is short.
That's it. You got to do it. You got to live it. Very cool hanging out.
Thank you.
Just before we did wrap it up, you got to dish the dirt on working with the boss in Campus Radio.
So
I mean, give me the stories.
Oh, it's so great. I use this in my motivational talk when I go around and talk to companies, and I say that Gareth Cliff interviewed me for my first job in Campus Radio. And
how did that go?
Yeah, I didn't get the job. I ended up being the tea girl because he cynically said there was a job as a tea girl, and I said, fine, I'll take it. And I took the job as the tea girl, which ended up being the admin girl. I actually applied to be on air, but I ended up doing tea and admin, which then led to me working in the music department, which led to me getting a job offer at Virgin Records. And the story
it's an
just
interesting
grows.
Career path.
Yeah.
And then SABC3 happens and it kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So all from that one part where someone said to me, you can't do something. You won't be able to be on air.
So he was a tool
present.
Bag.
He was, you know what? When people do things like that to you, it can either make or break you. You can either go, okay, fine, you're not going to offer me the job as presenter, I'll give up. Or you can go, you know what, I'll be an admin, it doesn't matter, let me just have fun and live with it and grow and learn.
Well, listen, I think you just epitomize what it is to live one's best life. I love that you could wake up in the morning and decide, I want to run a triathlon, and then you go and train for the thing. I mean, most people, they kind of just leave that on their vision board at best. So very, very cool hanging out. If we do want to keep up with you, though, you are on social media when people are being above board. How do we follow all day?
I have a video blog called giraffeinthecity.com, and I'm on Instagram.
Even that's an example of you owning something. It's dope.
I own my nickname. So a journalist tried to insult me in the papers and said, oh, Liesl and her sister look like giraffes towering above everyone at the event, and now we use it wherever I go. People use that as my nickname, and I love it. You can either get it, let something get you down, or just let it lift you up. And so Instagram Liesl Online and Facebook Liesl Online and Twitter Liesl V.
Power. This is why Jen Sue has the nicest things to say about Liesl van Vestezen, because she's a sweetheart. Very nice meeting you for the first time.
Thank you.
That there is a Liesl van Vestezen. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.